Welcome to the Daily Review with Brad Munson. And hey, look, I keep my promises sometimes. And I did this time. I streamed the new 2024 movie called Calamity Jane, featuring well-disguised members of our favorite superhero shows. And I'm here to report that it's definitely a movie. No, I'm being more harsh than it deserves. And remember when I was marveling a few days back about the new Winona Earp movie that's coming out later this year, and it was being financed by Tubi, of all things? Well, guess what? Calamity Jane is a Tubi original, too. These kids today, you never know what to expect. Anyway, Calamity Jane. The ultra-violent, plain-speaking, gun-slinging lady with the poor hygiene has been the subject of a whole bunch of movies and TV shows over the years. I especially like the version that was in the classic Deadwood TV series, played by Robin Weigert, who we haven't really seen nearly enough of since. Though I do see she's in that new Reacher ripoff, Tracker, so I'll probably force myself to take a look. Anyway, Jane's had something like half a dozen movies about her or with her in a lead role, from musicals to serious historical dramas. And the woman who played them sounds like a bad Hollywood joke. I mean, no kidding. Doris Day, Carol Burnett, Jane Alexander, even the ever-amazing voice and live actor Lake Bell did a post-apocalyptic version. Now, that I'm going to have to see, and I see it's on Apple Plus. Anyway, now, Emily Bette Rickards. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. The beloved Felicity Smoke from Arrow, and the dear departed CW Arrowverse in general, she's given it a try, along with the Arrow himself, Stephen Amell, playing Wild Bill Hickok. God rest his drunken, larcenous soul. And along with that, Tim Roczen, Doc Holliday in Another Life over on Winona Earp, as Sheriff Mason, the lawman what shot Wild Bill dead, and the man that Calamity breaks out of jail to kill, and thereby hangs the tale. Now look, this isn't bad. It's not a classic. It's not friggin' Deadwood, but then what is? And it is an earnest and surprisingly well-made attempt at telling a good story about these complicated legends of the Old West. I'm pretty sure it got picked up by Tubi because of all the meta connections here, you know, the Arrowverse guys and Tim Roczen. But they didn't just whack together another hack Western. All of them, especially Rickards, tried to invest some real life and complexity into these characters that could easily, almost unavoidably, become cartoon characters of the Wild West. And they succeed about 60% of the time. Part of the problem is that Rickards and Amell and Roczen are so recognizable. I mean, their various series were on for, what, 4, 5, 7 years? And not all that long ago. And they're all working super hard not to look like themselves over here. Or the version of themselves that we know. Rickards' hair is long and brown and unbrushed, unlike the stylist Felicity Smoke of Star City. Both Amell and Roczen are sporting full beards and heavy brows, doing their best to not look anything like their superheroic fantasy personae. And all of them, Roczen the least, are laying on super thick Western accents to, I think, pull the viewer's awareness completely away from their earlier roles. But it's too much. The accent in particular just gets in the way. Really, they're pretty over the top. And with all that hair and all those hats, the obvious and long-standing chemistry between Wild Bill and Calamity Jane, between Rickards and Amell, which is kind of central to the story and clearly possible with these two actors, well, it has a hard time coming through, and that's a shame. The story is a little more complicated than it needs to be, with Hickok's death handled early on and also kind of shoved to the side in favor of a more traditional and complicated set of jailbreaks and bad guys and shootouts. It really only breaks the mold now and then, especially with a nice little set piece where Calamity helps a dying undertaker, and yes, the irony is lost on no one, find his way to a dignified death out in the wilderness. And that whole sequence kind of slipped into the third act, gives us a hint of just how good this could have been if it hadn't been shackled with so much plot and so many cross purposes. All in all, Calamity Jane is better than it has to be and not as good as it could have been. But it's nice to see Emily Bette and Amell working together again. And Roczen in particular does a really good job playing a good guy in a bad place with all these crazy outlaws. Don't expect miracles a la Deadwood, and you won't be disappointed. And without giving away too much, I hope this gets the kind of numbers that Tubi is looking for. I hope people watch it. There's an opening at the end to continue the semi-mythical story of Calamity Jane post-Wild Bill, And I'd love to see her and Roxanne tell another story, a different story that isn't quite as shackled by the pre-established storyline and all the meta references. You know, a cast that isn't entirely pulled from CW superhero shows. Anyway, I promised and I delivered. Calamity Jane, available now for nothing but a few commercials on Tubi. It's cheap at the price, and a long way from the kind of highway robbery we've come to expect from places like Paramount Plus and Max, you son of a bitch. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look, and please do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word, and let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at TheBradMunson, and on my website, weirdly enough called TheBradMunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's The Daily Review.